This is Utah Skies. Just a little before 11 p.m. Mountain Time, the moon will rise in the east. Full moon was 2 days ago, so the moon will be very bright. March's full moon is known as the worm moon. Traditionally, it was believed that this is the time of year that the earthworms appear as the soil starts to warm up. Some ancient astronomers believed the dark areas of the moon were bodies of water and therefore named them seas and even oceans. We now know that these areas are lava fields. There was volcanic activity over a billion years ago in these areas. The volcanic material has higher iron concentration than the material in the highlands. This material is less reflective and looks darker. To find the seas, look for the terminator line, where the sunlighted areas meets the dark shadow on the upper right side of the moon. In this area, you will be able to make out the Sea of Fertility and the Sea of Crisis. Continuing to the left is the Sea of Tranquility, where Apollo landed in 1969. Next, the Sea of Serenity, and then the Sea of Rains. In the bright highlands, you will find Tycho, the most famous crater on the moon. It is near the bottom right in the brightest region. Tycho is very bright and has long lines radiating from the crater. Tycho is named after the Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe. After the bright moon rises, most deep sky objects are difficult to see or even find. However, the moon itself can be fascinating to study. It can be seen visually with binoculars or telescopes. Because it is so bright, lunar filters for telescopes are recommended. NASA has maps of the moon on the internet that are amazing. Our website is cvas-utahskies.org. For Cache Valley Astronomical Society, this is Del Vance wishing you clear skies.